Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
Hey, Lars.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. Hopefully you'll join us tonight live on the Twitch for our SmackDown recap 30 minutes after SmackDown's off the air. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about the news. Larson, what is in said news?
Speaking of SmackDown, got some sad news about one particular SmackDown superstar. They're hurt. Oh, that would be announced basically right before we were set to record this here news brief that, quote, Bayley sustained an injury while training for her Money in the Bank match against Bianca Belair and will be out approximately 9 months. A suitable replacement for the SmackDown Women's title match will be announced tonight on Fox. This is a bummer. Last year, we said that Bayley and Sasha were our wrestlers of the year. And Bayley's, both of them, continued to do great work through 2021. Of course, Sasha hasn't been around much since WrestleMania. Bayley has, still doing awesome work. It's a bummer. It's really a bummer.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really add much to that. She is one of my favorite wrestlers to watch. I was actually really looking forward to, the third match here against Bianca Belair. This is the third match of theirs? Or second? Mm-hmm. Third match, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hell in a Cell and Backlight. Yeah, that's right. I was really looking forward to this, and I think that she's such a great piece of the SmackDown women's division there, and this is a huge blow to them. I know that there's potentially some call-ups on the way. I don't really know. I mean, we'll find out within, 8 hours or so, like, who her replacement's going to be. But, this is a real bummer. The only silver lining here is whenever somebody comes back from a long absence, they get a huge pop. So when she does come back from injury, fans will be in full force. Hopefully they'll do it right and she'll get a massive, massive pop. Be interesting to see at that point. When you come back, babyface, heel, what are they going to do with her, you know?
I know. I mean, it makes all the sense in the world after a long absence for her to come back, babyface run.
Yeah.
You know, you can keep aspects of this character that she's found now and, you know, just kind of direct that more towards the babyface category. Of course, when Seth was out for an extended period after blowing out his knee, he came back and he got a babyface reaction. They were like, nope, heel Seth again. And it felt like a really huge missed opportunity. You take that momentum, him coming back, give him a baby face push.
Yeah.
That could have led to something.
Yeah, no.
They didn't do that, though.
I agree. I totally agree. Speaking of a huge reaction to a debut, Malakai Black, formerly known as Aleister Black, also kind of known as Tommy End. Of course, he shocked the wrestling world this week when he debuted on AEW Dynamite. And on a recent Twitch stream, he talked about how his debut came together and why he chose AEW. These transcripts come to you via Fightful. He said, "It was a hassle to keep under wraps. Once I found out that my contract was a tad different than usual." By the way, We didn't really bring this up here on News Brief. We talked about it at the tail end of our AEW recap. His contract apparently had a 30-day no-compete clause as opposed to the typical 90-day because of a clerical error. They didn't adjust it when he got signed to main roster. Mm-hmm. And then apparently... Oh, I don't know if I could talk about that yet. The Murphy thing, are we allowed to talk about that? Is that interview out? The Sean Ross Sapp one?
I don't remember, but I guess we'll play it safe.
Okay. Murphy had his situation. So anyways, he said this. He said, I had already made the character movie, and I came up with this idea, and the company liked it, so we ran with it. It was all very last second. I feel like in modern day wrestling, there are a few moments to make a genuine surprise and get people to look your way. For me to sneak in, not be seen, dip and dive so they wouldn't see me, that took some skill. Kudos to AEW and the entire crew. What a great operation they have there. It feels good where I'm in a place where my creative mind can be utilized instead of stopped and controlled and knowing things weren't going to work. Last night was top three, one of my favorite moments in my career. I slept for 3 hours because my adrenaline was so high. It was the culmination of months and months and months and months, and having this big payoff was worth the pain, chaos, and perseverance. It was the right move for me to make for me, my family, my career, the state of mind I'm in. It's just a really good company. I can't say enough good things about it. They have a bright future. There are a lot of dedicated people, and I'm really glad to be part of it. My first impression of Tony, speaking of Tony Khan, is great. What a effing wonderful dude. Really nice guy. Loves his company. Loves wrestling.
I just checked, and yes, the full Murphy, Buddy Murphy interview is currently on Fightful.
So apparently, WWE, like, very, like, in a panic state, called Murphy to check on his no-compete clause. And unfortunately for him, they did actually adjust it properly. It's 90 day for him. So
yeah.
Could you imagine that phone call? Hey, Buddy Murphy, Johnny Ace. Yeah, I know who you are.
What's your no compete clause like?
I was like, well, should you know that?
Should you know that? Don't you have a copy of my contract? Jackass.
So I just read these transcripts. Courtesy of Fifel, didn't watch the Twitch stream. Maybe I'll go back and check it out. I'm sure that Tommy N delivered these comments with the passion and the insight I typically associate with him whenever he's talking about stuff that he's like the creative aspect of pro wrestling. All the other streams we've seen of him, all the other videos, dude is so into the creative side of things.
Yeah. He's into the creative side of wrestling and hating dirt sheets, but mainly the creative side of wrestling. I love throwing that in there. It's so funny how he was like, 95% of that stuff is incorrect. They said that I pitched going to NXT, and they were wrong. I did pitch to NXT. Like, he basically says,
well, exactly. He said that it was pitched to NXT, and they said it was shot down.
Yeah.
No, they said they were going to try more stuff on the main roster first.
But they shot him down. Anyways, no, you're right, though. He's absolutely a wonderful creative mind. And what he's saying here echoes what we had kind of figured. AEW, if you have that thing where you can do the cool graphics, the visuals, the promos, the cool video stuff, all, if you're the total package and you have all these ideas, that's the place to go. If you walk in and all you know are a bunch of moves, maybe not, because they give you a lot of freedom. I mean, it's very interesting how, I'll never forget that Jack Evans interview when he talked about TH2 being like, yeah, we're not into like pitching ideas and stuff. So like, we're really good wrestlers, but we're just sort of doing whatever. And now they've sort of found something for them. But if you're coming at them with like, remember like when CM Punk was talking about, like, yeah, I came up with 14 weeks of TV for WWE.
Yeah.
If you're that guy, man, you're probably going to thrive in AEW.
Yep. Definitely seems that way.
Yeah.
Definitely seems that way. Let's talk about this. So let's flash back. Let's go back to January. So Fightful Select had a report which suggested that Matt Riddle and Seth Rollins had squashed their beef, which centered on a social media post made by Riddle's wife, which was pretty disparaging towards Becky Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's go to now. During a recent interview with TalkSport's Alex McCarthy, Riddle confirmed that the two had seemingly talked it all out. This is what Riddle had to say, quote, after Survivor Series, because he was there, I got to talk to him. And I said, hey, and a camera came up to us to film it. And I said, no, don't come over here. Don't film this. It's between me and him. We talked. I told him, and this is exactly what I said. I said, hey, man, what was said? I don't agree with it. I thought it was bull crap. It's not cool. I just want you to know I apologize. I apologize on her behalf as well. On top of that, I think you're a great performer, and if you'd ever have it in your heart to work with me, I would love that. And I know you're taking some time off because Becky is pregnant, about to have a kid. Just want to wish you luck. Congratulations. Enjoy your time with your beautiful girlfriend at that time, now wife, and your beautiful child. And he literally looked at me and goes, holy shit, I didn't expect that. Everything I hear from people and what I expected, that was really cool. Thank you. And that's where we ended it. I said, thank you for listening and give me the time, bro. I hope we're good now. And I will say this, we're good enough to be working together. I don't think we're friends.
Well, yet. Yet. Maybe that will come one day. The bromance between Seth Rollins. Seth Brawlins, maybe?
Oh, there you go.
That's cool. It's always good to, know that, you know, beef is quashed, Larson.
People get together, they talk things out.
Yeah.
You know, and may not be friends, but at least they can work together, you know, without tension.
Yeah, the Brawlins. Another guy who likes to work with people, is going to work with a lot of people. John Cena apparently is confirmed now for SummerSlam, according to Dave Meltzer. So yesterday we discussed how John Cena's role in Matthew Vaughn's upcoming film, Argyle, could potentially jeopardize John Cena's involvement in the SummerSlam. But in today's Wrestling Observer newsletter, Dave Meltzer says that Cena is good to go for the biggest party of the summer. He says this. No word on when he shows up for television, but Cena is free of responsibilities for acting work at this point and until after SummerSlam. Cena versus Reigns is locked in. Locked in is the main event for the show. However, Cena is in a movie called Argyle, a spy thriller which will be shooting in Europe in August. It's possible he could start after or end prior to the date or even get a few days off. So...
I mean, he kind of contradicts himself here. I'm just going to pick this apart. So you say he's free from acting responsibilities at this point until after SummerSlam. That goes on to say he's in a movie which shoots in August in Europe.
I think Dave Meltzer is a bit on the hit or miss side these days, but he seems pretty certain here. Maybe he just means he's freed up of acting responsibilities in the bubble of SummerSlam. Maybe that's what he means.
Okay, that's just not what he said. I'm not getting on you
right,
about it.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm just trying to parse these words here. So
yeah, exactly.
He's free of acting responsibilities for acting work at this point and until after SummerSlam.
So that makes me think that from now up until after SummerSlam, his calendar is cleared, completely cleared.
And until...
That's how that reads.
Right. However, he's in a movie and his spy thriller shoots in August. It's possible he could start after...
Or end prior to SummerSlam, which means he'd be filming before SummerSlam, which contradicts what he said earlier.
Prior to the date. Work.
Or even get a few days off. Again, contradicting what he said.
Maybe he's still rattled over Zelina Vega calling him out. He seemed really rattled at that, man.
He did.
Anyways, you know who else got rattled yesterday? The most professional wrestler, Brian Myers, when he took the L to Jake something on Impact. We had our Impact co-stream once again. Lots of fun. Good stuff.
Yes.
So that went down also. So they did this great angle during the show where Sami Callihan was arrested for attacking Don Callis, and Callis had footage of this vicious attack. And then he was arrested, right? Probably out of Slammiversary, or so we're led to believe, because in the main event there is the contract signing. But before that, we had Deonna Purrazzo defeating Lady Frost, who has a really great glacier-type look to her. And then after that, Gail Kim comes out and says, hey, Deonna, guess what? You know who your opponent is at SummerSlam? Well, neither does Impact, because it's a mystery until they appear at Slammiversary.
Mystery.
It's going to be a mystery opponent.
It's going to be Chelsea
Green. Your bet is on Chelsea Green. Mine is going to be on the return of Sienna, Allison Kay.
All right.
Do you think Impact even knows at this point?
Yeah, I think they do.
I don't think they do.
I don't think they. Maybe they were not when this was filmed.
Right. Yeah. Now. 3 months ago. Yeah. Okay.
But now. They know.
Yeah. Now they. Yeah.
They know.
Yeah. It's 9 days,
now
right?
They know.
9 days. Eight days.
8 days.
Eight days.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Now they know, but when this was filmed, they didn't know.
Probably not. W. Morrissey defeated Jason Page, Manny Smith, and Deontay Evans. Stacked them.
Three guys.
One, two, three.
He did one better than Roman.
Uh-huh.
Stacked three guys.
He's a new head of the table. Rosemary and Havoc defeated Susan and Kimberly. I think they made a tag title match for Slammiversary. Mm-hmm. Good Brothers versus Violent by Design versus TJP and Fall Abaw versus Willie Mack and Rich Swann. So one member of each of those teams had was in a Fatal 4-Way bout. Carl Anderson. Up the win. And the main event, yes, the contract signing. It was exposed that Don Callis had forged that footage. It was actually Johnny Bravo dressed as Sammy Callahan, who punched him. And Callahan did his teleport to the ring.
Right.
And then proceeded to beat the hell out of Kenny Omega.
Ooh.
Powerbomb, well, package pile drivered him and then powerbombed him through a table.
Yeah, Kenny's getting beat to hell. He's getting beat to hell, man. Anyways, yeah, that'll be good stuff. When is that happening? Sunday?
A week from tomorrow.
A week from tomorrow. 9 days.
And then Sunday, the next day, is Money in the Bank.
Ooh, packed weekend here at Going in Raw. Anyways, hopefully you'll be joining us for all that. Thanks for watching, everybody. We appreciate it.
We got a SmackDown preview first.
Oh, they did a preview? What's going on with SmackDown, though?
Yeah, we got two Money in the Bank qualifying matches. You got Cesaro versus Seth Rollins, and then King Nakamura versus Baron Corbin.
Mm. Who you got in both those matches? Obviously Nakamura in one of them, right?
Yeah, you'd think. You'd think Seth has got to win that.
You would think? You would think? My money is on
Cesaro. Because if not,
if
Cesaro wins, they're going to have another match. If Seth wins, I feel like that's that.
You think so? All right.
Hopefully.
We'll see. Anyways, hopefully you'll join us tonight for that. Thanks for watching, everybody. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.